Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, Episode 19. Heather Wells and the Single Mom Blog present Single Mom Success, the place for single moms to find support, inspiration, and the path to their own success. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you guys are having a fantastic week. The podcasts have been a little sporadic during the summer, simply because it is summer, and we've been doing a lot of running around, and there's been, I can't even count how many birthday parties we've had to go to. There's been barbecues, there's been camping, there's been, you know, just a lot of events. And so I anticipated that we would probably have a fall off, but I was hoping that I'd be able to manage it. But you know, we're just really enjoying the summer, and I didn't really want to stick to a super strict schedule for this, just because my goal was to spend as much time with my kids as possible and really enjoy them as much as possible, because, you know, it's summer and we want to have a good time. And, you know, my boys are getting older. They're going to be 15 this year. And so I don't really have a lot of summers left. You know, I've only got a couple and then they're going to be, you know, adult type people. And, you know, we won't necessarily maybe be hanging out for the summer. So I want to try and get as much fun in while I can. Also, while they still want to hang out with me, you know, so pretty soon I'm sure that most of the summer I'm going to lose them to friends and activities and all sorts of things. It's definitely a lot different because of the fact that my kids, my boys are special needs, so they are a little bit developmentally delayed, so they don't have a lot of friends, they don't do a lot of outside activities but they're getting to the point where I think that coming here this year, sophomore year of high school, and moving forward, I think they're going to start having more and more extracurricular things that they do, and more friends that they're going to want to go hang out with and do things with as they get older. So we're definitely just trying to enjoy the time that we have, and so that's why our podcasts have been a little bit sporadic. So, but today's podcast is in relation to a blog post that I did a couple weeks back, last week, somewhere in there. I think it was last week. And if you haven't read it, I really encourage you to go back. I'll post a link to it in this post. But it was basically called My Gigantic Challenge. And my gigantic challenge is I need to lose about 40 pounds. So I am, like I said, about 40 pounds overweight of where I need to be at a healthy weight. Though because I'm tall, I'm 5'9", I carry my weight pretty well. I'm not, I'm not extremely heavy. I'm not, I don't feel that I'm obese, but, you know, depending on which, I guess, weight chart you look at, I'm borderline obese, but I'm 5'9", you know, so I don't feel obese, but I definitely have gained weight. So, you know, a little bit of history, and this is in the blog post that I did, when I had my twins, when I was pregnant with the boys, I gained a truckload of weight. I was so heavy, but I was carrying twins, and they were big twins. So Gage was 5 pounds, 14 ounces, and Connor was 6 pounds, 8 ounces. So they were big twins. All in all, I had about a 12, 13 pound kid that I was carrying. And I was huge. I was humongous. And I gained a ton of weight. But when I had the boys, I lost the weight fairly quickly. I was back down to a size 9 in like no time. I was always somewhere around like a 9 or a 10. At my largest, I was at a 12. And then I had my daughter 7 years later. And with her pregnancy, I only gained about 15, 20 pounds. And my doctor was really unhappy with me. But I was really healthy. So it wasn't too bad, but I didn't even really have to buy maternity clothes with my daughter because, thank God for, you know, stretchy jeans, that those were helpful. I think if I didn't own stretchy jeans, I would have still had to buy, maternity clothes, but I carried so high with her, and because of stretchy jeans and they ride lower on your hips, I was able to just button my pants underneath my baby belly. So I didn't even have to buy maternity clothes, really. I just wore my really large t-shirts or really large sweaters, and it was winter time, so I was wearing sweatshirts and sweaters anyway, and they were always big and bulky, so it wasn't a problem. And after I had her, I lost the weight pretty quickly from that, too. So I've always been somewhere between 160 and 170, which is a healthy weight for my height. And always, you know, real thin. In fact, at one point, I was so thin that one of my family members actually told me that I was too thin. I was too skinny. And I don't know how I was so skinny. I think I just had really, really good metabolism all through my life. And because I would eat. I ate nothing that was good for me. I didn't eat anything that was good for me. I drank Mountain Dew like crazy. I drank soda like crazy. I ate junk food like crazy. I ate takeout like crazy. So, you know, I just had always, I guess, taken my metabolism for granted. Now, fast forward several years, and I quit smoking. And I stopped working. I was a waitress for a good period of time, so I was always up and moving. So that was another reason why I didn't gain a ton of weight when I was pregnant with my daughter, because I waitressed the entire pregnancy. So I was always moving. And so I was always exercising. Well, I didn't work that job anymore. I got fired from that job and started working from home. That's when I started my business. And I was behind a desk. I was sitting on the couch. I was sitting at a chair. I was sitting at a desk. So I was sitting a lot more than I used to. Then on top of that, I quit smoking. And the second I quit smoking, it was like an almost instant 30 pounds gained. I mean, it took a while, but I gained weight super fast, super fast. And it was just kind of crazy. It was steadily going up, 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 up. And I currently weigh as much as I did when I was pregnant with my twins, which is not something that I'm okay with, and it's not even because I'm ashamed of my body or, you know, feel that I'm fat. I don't even feel that I'm fat, but I know that I'm not healthy, and that's a big thing for me. I'm not a health nut, but being a single mom, it's really super important to me that I stay healthy. Like, I don't want to have a heart attack at my age. You know, I don't want to be out of shape to the point where I can't play with my kids because I'm out of breath, or, you know, and my excess weight has started to cause problems with my knees over the years as well. And again, I'm tall, so it's dispersed decently. You know, I'm not like super fat or anything like that, or I don't feel like I'm super fat, but I'm definitely heavy. I'm very heavy, and it's not good for my knees. So, you know, and I know that there's a lot of women out there that struggle with it, and it's a huge struggle. It's a real struggle, and I didn't realize how much of a struggle it was until I tried to lose it. I think it was super easy to gain it, right? I gained it without even realizing it, without even thinking about it. I gained it. You know, it's just one of those things where all of a sudden I go and put my jeans on them. I'm like, holy crap, they don't fit me anymore. Like, I have to go buy bigger pants. What the heck? Like, and I'm still so delusional that I still have yet, well, I guess not delusional, but hopeful, I still have yet to throw away my size 10 pants, because I want to be able to say I can fit back in them. Problem is I don't think I would actually ever wear them. I haven't worn a size 10 in several years, so they may not even be in style anymore, I guess. I haven't even looked at them in a while. I should probably just clear them out, but they're there as that last-ditch hope that I will be able to squeeze myself back into them. But yeah, I started to slowly notice that my jeans were getting tighter, and then they just didn't fit. I couldn't even get them up over my hips anymore. My butt got enormous, enormous. And it's mostly, I think, because I sit so much during the day. In fact, I should probably stand. I'm going to stand up right now because I should stand up. I don't know if that'll affect the podcast. Hopefully not. But yeah, so I sit so much, I think it's just like my butt spread out, my hips spread out, and so my pants didn't fit. So my challenge is to lose the weight, and I have tried like the fad things. I've tried Weight Watchers. Though Weight Watchers isn't a fad, but it's, you know, something that requires a certain amount of dedication. I've tried Nutrisystem, and again, it requires a certain amount of dedication. And here's my problem. All of the weight loss stuff that I've ever tried has required a dedication and just do not have. And I don't know if it's because I'm not to the point where I'm absolutely, like, horrified with the amount of weight that I've gained, or if it's just that I'm that type of person. I don't know which it is. But I have such a hard time sticking to a diet. I don't diet well. I've said it my entire life. I give major kudos to anybody who can be on a diet and stick to it, because I suck at it. I will be the first one to tell you I suck at it. I hate doing it. It's not fun for me. And, you know, part of the biggest reason is because I don't like feeling like I can't eat what I want to eat. I've always been that person that doesn't like being told what to do. And even though it's not an actual person telling me that I shouldn't eat, like, I feel like the diet is telling me you can't have that. And I'm like, screw you, I'm going to have that because I want to have it. So I get into these, like, internal battles with myself on a constant basis. And I do. I love food. Love food. It is. I like to eat food, and I like good food. I hate rabbit food. I can't eat, like, carrot sticks unless I dip them in ranch, which is not good for me. Ranch is not good for me. I shouldn't be, you know, dipping my carrot sticks in ranch, even though having carrot sticks is good for me, right? It's good for me, but not dipped in a truckload of ranch, right? A salad is great for me, but not drowning in ranch dressing. But I put all that on there because I don't like the taste of it without it, right? Ranch dressing makes everything better for me. In my opinion, ranch makes everything better. I spent all this time, you know, I tried to do the Weight Watcher thing, absolutely hated it, felt like I was being told what to do. Tried to do the Nutrisystem thing, tried to stick with it, and then I ended up with, like, a freezer full of food that I didn't eat because I got so tired of having to eat the same thing, even though it was all different meals and I picked different options, and I had, like, the ravioli, which I liked, and I had, like, the, there's a couple of them that I really, really enjoyed. They were very delicious, but I didn't like that those were my only options, that I couldn't just say, screw it, I'm going to McDonald's, and that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, it's been really hard for me, and I have no self-control. I have no self-control, I have no willpower, and I've just decided that that's what it is. But I do know that I need to lose this weight. So, you know, what am I going to do? And I try really hard. You know, I go, like, most of the week trying to be really cognizant of, okay, I have, like, a little food app. It's like it's called Lose It. It's on my phone. I'll put a link to it in my post that I'm using to track, like, my activity and what I'm eating and my calorie intake. And I'm trying to really religiously stick with it. But then I find myself cheating and, like, you know, oh, I ate, like, a bag of M&M's, but I'm not gonna put it on there because I don't want my calorie count to go over my limits. So, like, I cheat and I lie to my phone. I'm a big liar. I lie. I lie to my phone about how many calories I've eaten, and it's sad. But, it, you know, that's just how I am. I don't like feeling like if I want something sweet that I can't have, you know, what I want. So what I'm trying to do, instead of, like, feeling like I'm, I guess, keeping food from myself, I'm trying to buy healthy food that I do like fruits and, you know, some vegetables. I'm doing juice because I really like juice, as long as I can put, like, the apples and stuff in it that make it sweet. So I can down a ton of kale or spinach, provided I can put it in a juicer or in a smoothie, where I can also put, like, mango and pineapple and some, you know, strawberries or watermelon or whatever to help balance out the kale taste. So I'm happy to do that. But again, just trying to stick with it. So one of the things that I looked for when I was looking at, you know, how to lose weight, I just typed in, you know, like, how to lose weight. And I came across this article in, like, I guess, health.com of 16 ways to lose weight fast. And the first is to tweak your lifestyle, which is this kind of what I'm talking about. Instead of just, like, you know, you pledge to honor a daily elliptical routine and count every last calorie, but soon you're eating cupcakes at the office and grabbing happy hour mojitos, thinking, oops, diet over. That's me. That is totally me every single time. Except for the elliptical part. I can't do ellipticals because my knees hurt. I have crappy knees. So It says, you know, instead of going in all or nothing, just kind of swap out one or two healthy switch-ups in your routine. So, you know, instead of saying, oh, I have to do all of these things and it's like all or nothing, just kind of add things in. So I actually started training with a trainer. My kids go to a parkour class, and while they're at parkour, the gym that they go to offers a training session. So they do parkour and I train. Well, I used to just sit there and do nothing. Then they offered this training session. I thought, well, I'll train while my kids train and I'll get some exercise. So I'm getting a ton more exercise than I used to. I'm definitely more active, but, you know, still that doesn't really make much of a difference if I'm still stuffing cheeseburgers in my face every day, right? Doesn't matter how much you work out if you're stuffing crap into your face all the time. But, you know, I'm trying to, more days out of the week than not, I'm trying to eat healthier options, lower calorie options, and then, you know, every other day or so, you know, every so often, I'll have that extra treat, or I'll go over my calorie limit, and, you know, that way I don't still feel like I'm denying myself, because that's the biggest thing that kicks me in the butt anytime I've ever tried to diet is I've spent 2 weeks totally not eating what I want. Screw it. I'm going to go to the Golden Corral. I'm going to eat everything in the stinking buffet twice. I'm going to go through twice, right? So I end up eating and then I just blow it. And then I feel like, oh crap, I just totally ruined that 2 weeks worth of work. So I'm not even going to bother. I'm just going to quit, right? I totally quit because I feel like I failed. So another thing that they said is to swap your to-go order. So instead of getting like cheeseburgers or, you know, things like that, go out to eat less. And instead of getting like a bowl of pasta, get a grilled chicken salad sandwich. So again, still feeling like I can go out and eat with my kids, but trying to choose healthier choices when I go. You know, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, I'm a big fan of Chili's queso and chips. I love their queso. And so I have to have that anytime we go, and it's really not good for me. So I think that sort of counterbalances, or, you know, to, you know, completely eliminates the fact that I ordered a grilled chicken as my meal with broccoli because I eat like a ton of chips and queso. But, you know, you try. It's definitely better than if I ate the chips and queso and got like the really, really high calorie meal that I would normally get. The next thing that they talk about, excuse me, is skip the salty aisle. This one's super hard for me because I like salty more than I like sweet. I still have my sweet tooth every so often. I can usually curb that though with fruit, right? I can have fruit and it curbs it for me because it's sweet, right? I get that sweet fix. Salty is super hard for me. I like chips and I like salty popcorn and I like buttered popcorn and I like barbecue chips and I like, so this one's really, really hard for me. So I try to avoid the aisle, but I also have kids and it's really hard because they have stuff that they get for their lunch, like the little mini chip bags and stuff. So I figured out that that was maybe a better choice for me, because if I can't avoid the salty snacks altogether, what I try and do is I don't buy like the big bag of Doritos or the big bag of chips, because I can sit there and start eating those and just keep eating and eating and eating and not even realize I'm really not even hungry anymore. It's just, I just love them. So I'll keep eating and realize, holy, I just ate like a whole bag of Doritos. How is that even possible? And I realize what I've done and think to myself, it's like, how in the bejesus did I just do that? I just ate a whole bag of Doritos by myself. So instead, I buy those packages that go in my kids' lunches and I buy double or triple of those because I know the kids are going to use them for lunch. But then when I want a salty snack, I just get one and it keeps my portion small. And so when that's done, I'm like, oh, I'm done. I've had my salty fix. Now I'm happy. I don't need to keep eating anymore, right? I don't need to get another bag. So it helps keep my portion low. Or if you don't want to do that, you can also just say, okay, I'm going to have some chips, but I'm only going to put them in this little bowl, right? I'm not going to take the whole bag with me. I'm just going to put some in this little bowl, and the little bowl is all I'm taking with me. I'm not taking the whole bag. We tend to overeat if it's there for us to overeat. At least that's how it works for me. I will eat more if it's there. So that's what I'm trying to do to minimize my salty, but that is definitely my Achilles heel. The next thing is have a 300 calorie breakfast. It says here I used to skip breakfast, now I never go without. I am notorious for skipping breakfast, and supposedly that is really, really bad for weight loss, because your metabolism needs that breakfast in the morning to get kickstarted for the rest of your day, right? So they are telling the truth when they say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It is. It kickstarts your metabolism. So breakfast, even if I have just a, you know, Slim Fast shake or a piece of toast with peanut butter on it, or, you know, or a smoothie, like I said, you know, make a smoothie, something so that I've got, you know, in fact, I actually really like doing the smoothies in the morning, to be perfectly honest, because having that kind of the veggies and the fruit, in the smoothie that I make, and I'm not talking about like going to Jamba Juice and getting a smoothie. I'm talking about like making it at home, putting spinach or kale in the blender with some pineapple and some mango and some, you know, yogurt, if you want to put some, you know, low fat yogurt in it, or, you know, a little bit of orange juice, you know, whatever it is, some oranges, and I just blend them all up, and that's what I drink. And when I drink those, I get like a serious energy boost for the first half of my day. So I really enjoy those, and they're low calorie and they're good for me. They get vegetables in my body that I don't normally get in because I hate spinach. I can't eat spinach. I can't eat cooked. I can't eat it raw, but juice it and stick it in with some other sweet fruits and I love it. I'm totally fine with downing some spinach in that form and only that form. So I really, really enjoy it. And I like that part of my day if I do it with a smoothie. So the next thing they talk about is get fit in 5. Try and do small bouts of exercise. And this is really important for me because I have a very sedentary day. So with my day, if I'm not going to train, and I usually train, my kids go to parkour, usually Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and sometimes Saturdays, right? So depending on what we've got going on, we usually will train anywhere from 2 to 4 days. Well, on the weeks that we do 2, I try and walk on my treadmill. I try and do some cardio. I try and do something so that I move about. Because if I don't, that's where I am a firm believer, and I know for a fact that that is where a lot of my weight gain came from, is because I started being more sedentary and I sat. I sit for a really long time because of what I do. I sit and I don't move, and I'm at my computer all day long. So I try and make sure that I stand up. I try and remember. I set a timer on my computer that every hour it reminds me to get up and move. Whether I do jumping jacks, whether I do sit-ups, whether I do, you know, whatever it may be, something, go up and down my stairs 10 times, something that kind of gets me up and moving every hour. You know, I try really hard to stick to that. Some days are better than others. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But that's something that I'm working on as well, as a change for my life, to try and get into better habits, get my body moving in ways that it has not been used to lately. The next thing that they put is kick the habit, quit smoking, right? I quit smoking. You know, and some people, my problem is I gained weight when I quit smoking. And the reason that I did is because I replaced the habit, the hand-to-mouth movement of smoking, with snacking. So I started snacking in replace of cigarettes. And that's where a lot of my weight loss came from. So I think that that's where a lot of other people's weight loss come from, is because you get so used to the habit of smoking that when you don't have that anymore, you end up replacing it with something. So if you do quit smoking, find something to occupy your hands, like power putty, knitting, I don't know, crocheting, something that will keep your hands busy when you have that urge to smoke. That would be my suggestion, but I didn't follow that. Had I done that when I quit, I wouldn't have gained the weight that I did. The next is do a purge. Clean out your pantry of things that are not good for you, that are not healthy, that will help you make, and replace them with things that are healthier solutions. Now, this is really hard for a lot of parents. I know that it's really hard for me. This is their suggestion. And while I agree with it, having kids makes it hard. I have children who, you know, they have snacks. They like snacks. They, you know, need things to take with them in their lunches for after school. And they are still not at that age yet where they agree with me that healthier snacks are better. And so it is a challenge. So we are working on switching out for healthier snacks that they will like. But, you know, one of the things that I've done is I have a bin that's got kid snacks in it, and I've got a bin that has my snacks in it. And I will always, when I open up my cabinets or my pantry, I look and I'm like, oh, kid snacks, but I need to go to my snacks. So I have snacks that are for me that are healthy and that are a better choice for me than whatever I've got for the kids. So if you can't fully purge, you know, maybe switch things out like I did, where you have a section of your stuff and a section of theirs. Now, if you're a person who it has to be out of sight or out of mind, maybe do a purge and your kids just have to accept the fact that they no longer have the cosmic brownies with chocolate chips on them anymore. Instead, they have, you know, kale chips. I know that my family would not be okay with that, but maybe yours will. Maybe they'll be better for it. In fact, I'm sure they'll be better for it. Okay. One of the last ones that I'm going to go through today, I'm going to only do part of this list today, and then I'm going to do the other part in another post. Healthy up your happy hour. It says, after work, my colleagues and I always grab dinner, and it was usually deep fried. So instead, what we decided to do is we would go walking or running around a local track. So basically, instead of, if you're going out after work, if you actually work, and after work you go out for drinks, or you go out for dinner, or you go out for, you know, appetizers or whatever, instead, maybe switch that up with something that's a little healthier. Basketball game. To play pickup basketball. Go to the gym. Go to the pool. Swim some laps. Whatever the case may be. Me personally, I don't have a happy hour. I don't have an after time. But I do have a time when I stop working. So what I'm working on trying to do, and again, and I say try. I shouldn't say try. I should say I am doing, because I am. I'm not trying. I'm doing. It's, I sort of feel like Yoda. There is no try. There's only do, right? What I am doing is when I stop work, whether it be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I am doing something active, whether it's going outside for a walk around the block, going downstairs and playing with the kids, jumping in when they play Just Dance, because they play Just Dance. I personally know that I look like a total fool, but it's okay. It's activity. The kids get a kick out of it. They laugh their butts off. I laugh my butt off. It's a lot of fun, and it's exercise. Doesn't seem like it, but it is. I play Let's Dance with my kids on the Xbox or the PS4, whichever one, you know, we have. And I can't remember which one it is. And then, or I'll, you know, walk on the treadmill while I watch, you know, the news, or a movie with my kids, or listen to a book on audio. Whatever the case may be, I just do something that is more active than just sitting and watching TV and eating something, because that's typically what we do, right? We get done, we go, we grab a snack, we sit down, and we watch TV when we're sitting. So I figure if I'm gonna watch TV, let me stand on my treadmill and watch TV. Or if I want to read a book, instead of sitting down and reading a book, which, not knocking, I love, maybe take your Kindle or your book with you and stand it up on the treadmill and read while you walk. Listen to the book on audio. That's what I do. So those are the first few changes that I'm working on to help with my weight loss. And so far, you know, it's a long, long, hard road. And depending on when I weigh myself, as far as towards the month, and that's the other fun thing about being a woman, depending on what time of the month it is, depends on whether you've got more weight gain or not. So I'm getting to that point where I think the weight's coming back up because I'm fluctuating. But so far, the last time I weighed myself when I started this, I was at 215. And the last time I weighed myself, which is a little over a week and a half, I believe, later, I'll have to double check it, I'm down to 213. So I've lost 2 pounds, which is good, right? That's good. 2 pounds in 1 week, a week and a half, that's really good. Of course, we'd always like to see the weight come off faster. Personally, I would love to go to sleep one day and, you know, at 215 and wake up the next at 200. And somehow I would have magically lost 15 pounds while I slept. That would be so cool. But it doesn't work like that. And so, you know, my other topic that I'm really working on is to not get discouraged. That's one of my biggest issues, is that I start getting really discouraged when I don't see the weight come off like I really want it to. And I just say, well, forget it. If it's not going to work, then screw it. I'm not going to watch what I eat. And then I totally sabotage myself. So that's my other goal, is to stop sabotaging myself, continue to encourage myself, and also, you know, get help from my community and my other single moms and my family and friends and my kids to really encourage me on my journey, because I think that that's really important as well. Having that sort of support system is really going to help in this process. So that is the podcast for today. Our next podcast is going to have the next section of 16 ways to lose weight fast, the next 8. And again, of course, if you want to fast forward ahead, you can always look at the article online. I'm going to talk about my other experiences with the remaining 8 ways to lose weight fast. I will continue to update on my I will continue to update you on my weight loss journey. And please, if you haven't gone there yet, please go to the Single Mom blog. I really encourage you to. There's a lot of other articles, a lot of other podcasts, a lot of other posts that we've done, or that I've done, that are really, really encouraging, really helpful for moms. And please, please subscribe to the podcast. Love to have new subscribers. We get new subscribers every day. So if you haven't already done that, please definitely do so. And if you are going through your own personal weight loss journey, I would love to hear about it. Please leave a comment below in the blog post or in the podcast, wherever you may be listening, and let me know what journey you're on and what your goals are and how you've been able to meet those goals, or what challenges you faced while you're looking to achieve those goals. Again, community is really, really important for single moms especially, and anybody who's looking to lose weight, because it is. It's a super big challenge. Like I said, when I was younger and I would eat whatever I wanted to, I totally took that for granted. And I wish I could go back to those days and smack myself around and go, this will not last. You will not have this metabolism forever, because I totally took it for granted and, you know, didn't even think about the fact that I was getting older and I'd had two pregnancies, and your body just doesn't bounce back like it used to anymore. So, but I definitely think that having that community and that kind of tribe and support behind you is super critical to success, especially in anything that you do, but most definitely in a weight loss journey. And also, please feel free to leave comments and your journey and what you're going through in your weight loss on our Facebook page. If you haven't actually gone to it, it's the Single Mom blog on Facebook. You can look it up. I'll also link to it in the post. We would love to have you join us there. Please go like, share with other single moms, and follow us. We definitely want you to stay on top of everything that we put out there. So I hope that you have a fantastic week. Stay tuned for next week's post, where again we go through the remaining 8 of the 16 ways to lose weight fast. And I hope you have a fantastic day and enjoy your summer. You've been listening to the Single Mom Podcast, the place to go for support, encouragement, and maybe a few laughs along the way. Please also make sure you head on over to the Single Mom blog for more great stuff for single moms. We have resources, free things to print out, great articles. Can't wait to see you there. Be sure to leave feedback and comments, because we love hearing from other single moms. And if you like this podcast, please be sure to subscribe.